In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus imparts profound spiritual teachings through a series of parables, each revealing essential aspects of the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 13:24-43 presents three captivating parables: the parable of the weeds, the parable of the mustard seed, and the parable of the yeast. Together, these parables offer invaluable insights into the nature of God's kingdom, divine patience amidst human frailty, and the transformative power of spiritual growth. Unveiling the Kingdom of Heaven, three powerful parables. The Parable of the Weeds. In the Parable of the Weeds, Jesus tells of a sower who plants good seeds in his field, representing the children of the kingdom. Yet, during the night, an enemy sows weeds among the wheat, symbolizing the infiltration of evil into God's kingdom. The farmer's servants, perplexed by the presence of weeds, inquire if they should uproot them immediately. However, the farmer wisely advises them to let both wheat and weeds grow together until the harvest, when he will separate them. On a physical level, the roots of the darnel may have been intertwined with that of the wheat, making it difficult to separate them. Secondly, to the untrained eye, the darnel plant closely resembles the wheat, making it quite easy to accidentally uproot wheat, thinking them to be darnel. The parable highlights the coexistence of good and evil in the kingdom of heaven, reminding us that virtue and sin exist side by side in the world and within ourselves. God's divine patience allows time for repentance and conversion, emphasizing his merciful love for all his children. The parable of the mustard seed. Jesus continues with the parable of the mustard seed, likening the kingdom of heaven to a tiny mustard seed that grows into a large tree, providing shelter for birds. This parable illustrates the transformative power of God's kingdom, starting from humble beginnings and flourishing into a vast and inclusive reality. It reveals that the seemingly insignificant acts of faith and love can lead to profound spiritual growth and the expansion of God's kingdom in the world. The mustard seed serves as a potent symbol of hope and encouragement, inspiring us to nurture the small seeds of faith in our lives and trust in God's providence. Through our efforts, even the tiniest acts of kindness and compassion can bear significant fruit, contributing to the flourishing of the kingdom of heaven on earth. The parable of the yeast. Lastly, Jesus shares the parable of the yeast, comparing the kingdom of heaven to yeast mixed into flour. The yeast permeates the entire dough, causing it to rise and expand. This parable underscores the transformative influence of God's kingdom on individuals and communities. It illustrates that even in the midst of a vast and complex world, the spiritual leaven of the kingdom can penetrate every aspect of human life, elevating it toward divine purposes. The parable of the yeast reminds us that the transformative power of God's kingdom works subtly yet profoundly, shaping hearts and minds, and infusing society with the values of love, justice, and compassion. Embracing divine patience and spiritual growth in the kingdom of heaven. The three parables collectively offer a comprehensive understanding of the kingdom of heaven as a dynamic and transformative reality. As Catholics seeking to live according to God's will, we can draw essential lessons from these parables. Embracing divine patience. The parable of the weeds encourages us to embrace divine patience and avoid hasty judgments. God's kingdom is inclusive, offering the opportunity for repentance and growth to all individuals, regardless of their past mistakes. As members of this kingdom, we are called to mirror God's patient love in our relationships with others, fostering an environment of mercy, forgiveness, and reconciliation. God's patience extends to each one of us as we journey toward holiness. We may encounter moments of weakness and temptation, but we must not lose hope. Instead, let us remember that God's merciful love is always available, ready to embrace and transform us as we seek His kingdom. Nurturing spiritual growth. The parable of the mustard seed and the parable of the yeast highlight the importance of nurturing spiritual growth in ourselves and others. We should never underestimate the potential of small acts of faith and love, for they can yield great spiritual fruits. By cultivating the virtues of humility, love, and compassion, we contribute to the expansion of God's kingdom in the world. In our daily lives, we can practice acts of kindness, generosity, and compassion, recognizing that God can use even the simplest gestures to bring about profound change. Just as a mustard seed grows into a large tree, the seeds of faith and love, when nurtured, can lead to a flourishing life in Christ. Becoming ambassadors of the kingdom. As citizens of the kingdom of heaven, we are called to be ambassadors of God's love and justice in the world. Just as yeast permeates the dough, we are to permeate society with the values of the kingdom. Our actions and attitudes should reflect the transformative power of God's grace, inspiring others to encounter the love of Christ through us. In our families, workplaces, and communities, we can be agents of positive change, promoting peace, reconciliation, and social justice. By living in accordance with the values of the kingdom, we bear witness to God's presence in the world, drawing others closer to the embrace of His love. Conclusion. The parables found in Matthew 13:24-43 unveil the mystery of the kingdom of heaven and its transformative power. Through the parable of the weeds, we are reminded of God's divine patience, allowing for the coexistence of good and evil until the appointed time of harvest. The parable of the mustard seed encourages us to nurture small acts of faith and love, trusting in their potential for profound spiritual growth. Lastly, the parable of the yeast reminds us that the kingdom's influence can permeate every aspect of human life, elevating it toward divine purposes. As Catholics, may we embrace the teachings of these parables, living as witnesses of the kingdom of heaven in our world. Let us be patient and merciful, nurturing spiritual growth in ourselves and others, and becoming agents of transformation through the power of Christ's love within us. In doing so, we participate in the realization of God's kingdom on earth, a kingdom of divine patience and spiritual growth, where His love and mercy reign supreme. Let us pray. Merciful Father, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude and awe, having delved into the profound teachings of the parables that reveal the beauty and mystery of your kingdom of heaven. Thank you for illuminating our minds and hearts with the transformative wisdom found in these sacred stories. As we reflect on the parable of the weeds, the parable of the mustard seed, and the parable of the yeast, we are reminded of your divine patience and your desire for our spiritual growth. Help us, O Lord, to embrace your patient love, knowing that your kingdom is not only a distant promise but a present reality in our midst. Grant us the grace to nurture the seeds of faith, hope, and love in our lives, trusting that even the smallest acts of kindness and compassion can bear abundant fruit in your kingdom. May we become instruments of your grace, permeating the world with the values of your kingdom, just as yeast permeates the dough. Lord Jesus, we surrender ourselves to your transformative power. As citizens of your kingdom, may we be ambassadors of your love and mercy, bringing your light into places of darkness and extending your compassion to those in need. Guide us, O Holy Spirit, to live as witnesses of your kingdom, practicing patience, forgiveness, and reconciliation in our relationships. Help us to embody the virtues of humility, generosity, and selflessness, so that the world may see your love through our actions. We pray that the wisdom from these parables takes root in our hearts, shaping us into true disciples of your kingdom. Empower us to be beacons of hope in a world longing for meaning and purpose. May your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We make this prayer through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord and Savior. Amen.